Are you guys ready to be a little more social on social media? With recent changes in the newsfeed, it's important to be able to pivot, to be resilient and adaptable, and to figure out a game plan for rocking social well. So today's Friday Five is dedicated to five ways that you can be more social on social media. Now, recently, Facebook announced that the algorithm would be changing once again. Wah, wah, wah. The algorithm is deprioritizing content shared by media and businesses in favor of content produced by friends and family. So what does this mean for us? We have to be social on social media. And today, let's rock through five ways that you can do just that. No more lurking, no more scrolling and not engaging. Let's talk about how you can really take action. Are you guys ready? Let's do this.
You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast, where we firmly believe that work doesn't have to feel like work. Self-made millionaire and marketing guru Jenna Kutcher will help you redefine what success looks like. It's time to hear from the experts, listen in on honest conversations, and learn the best tips and tricks that helped others pave their own way and craft their dream career. If you're ready to dig in, do the work, and tackle your biggest goals, you're in the right place. Here's your host, educator, photographer, and mac and cheese lover, Jenna Kutcher.
Number one, don't just post and ghost. Take some time to post intentionally and then hang out and actually engage with the people you're posting for. It is important that you are commenting back to comments. And let's be honest, in order to actually get people to comment on your post, you need to have some sort of call to action or question in every single post. This can be as simple as asking someone to comment below or tag three friends or double tap, but you want to ask yourself, what action do I want people to take after seeing this post? I now post and then commit to spending at least 15 minutes online to respond to comments to encourage engagement. Rumor on the street is that Instagram is looking at responsiveness following a post. So the first 20 to 30 minutes after it goes live, they're going to decide if they should push it out more into the newsfeed or let it die with the algorithm. Remember, guys, don't just post and ghost. Take some time to engage with your audience and to really make them feel seen and heard. Number two, create a Facebook community. I did a whole episode all about how we use Facebook groups. Facebook groups have proven to be incredibly valuable if you facilitate them, and they can really help you create community. My favorite group, well, it's the Gold Digger Podcast Insiders Group. If you're not in it, you can join it at golddiggerpodcast.com. And that is where I get to connect with listeners and ask questions. The group is active each and every single day, and I love to set a timer and hang out in there for 20 minutes almost every day to help answer questions, encourage feedback, and be a part of the community that I've worked so hard to build. It's proven more effective than a Facebook page, and it gives a private place for people to ask questions and get responses. I also run groups for three of my courses. So as you can imagine, my Facebook notifications are a little crazy each day, but nothing fires me up more than pouring into people who have invested in my business. Creating a community can really humanize your brand and give others a space to learn, grow, and commune. Number three, share life on your stories. Instagram and Facebook stories offer you a chance to show some of the behind the scenes and real life behind those perfect little images. I love using stories, and I have to admit, I don't do them every day, but we're seeing more engagement on stories than we are seeing on posts in the newsfeed. So there's clearly a need and desire to engage with the more candid side of the accounts that you follow. Make an effort to show up on your stories, to share a little bit of your life, and really engage with your followers who might be tuning in. You can ask questions, poll your audience, or just make them feel a part of your life behind the screen. My best advice, don't just do a million straight talking to the camera. Show some of your personality, your life with your video, not just photos. Number four, show up live. Now, if you know me, I'm not a giant fan of live video, but I'm challenging myself to do one live every month. And if I can get really good, I'll probably do it more and just connect more with my followers in a more personal way. Whether you jump on and teach a skill or share a tip and trick, you should offer some behind the scenes of your process. Let people in on a special moment of your life or a place that you're visiting, or just do a little Q&A with your followers. Live video is still king right now in terms of battling the algorithms, and it's a really cool way to be more unscripted, more candid, while showing and serving your audience. Live video is a huge way to create connection and become a more recognizable, trusted voice. And chances are you're not using live video as a part of your strategy, but if we really want to be more social, it can be a great step in creating relationships online. Number five is my favorite. Take relationships off of social. Most of my dearest friends are people that I met online. It's almost like a match.com for finding friends. A lot of times we'd start engaging with each other's content, showing up in one another's comment sections, but relationships can just stay there if you don't take active steps to move them along. So how do you do this? You can send an encouraging email, contact them through their website, slide into their DMs and ask how you can chat with them better. It's important to take relationships off of the platforms and really give it a space to grow. I love reaching out and encouraging people via email and just letting them know that I love following them. I'm paying attention to what they're putting out into the world, and I am encouraged by their journey. And then I just let it go with zero expectations. If they want to be friends, awesome. If not, I just sent out some encouragement. I think it is so important that we don't trick ourselves into believing that we're really being social if we're only on social media. Take those relationships to the next level and thank me later when you finally have friends who understand what you're going through. So there you have it. Five ways to put the social back into social media and to really boost that engagement, not just for yourself, but by the people that love to follow you. Stop lurking or passively scrolling and put some intention behind how you're showing up online to make the biggest impact and to really implement true strategy and heart into the hours that you're spending on your apps every single day. Speaking of being more social, hop on over to Instagram. You can find me at Jenna Kutcher or at Gold Digger Podcast. I would love to hear from you and just be encouraged by what you're learning from these shows or know how I can serve you better. Hop on over and comment and I'll be sure to hit you back. I cannot wait to meet you. Until next time, gold diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals and know that I am over here personally cheering you on.
Thanks for listening to the Gold Digger Podcast. Dive into the show notes for this episode and all past episodes at www.golddiggerpodcast.com. If you love the show, share it with a friend. The more, the merrier. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time, you gold digger, you.